Last week's gospel reading was quite difficult, about Jesus seeming to call the Canaanite woman a dog. And now here we are, another difficult one. All this stuff about Beelzebub and so on, what was going on? Jesus was driving out a devil that had made a man dumb, and the man started to speak. And some of the people accused Jesus of doing so by the power of Beelzebub, or Satan, the chief devil. And others asked for a sign from heaven that Jesus was from God. I'd have thought making the dumb speak was a sign. Jesus knew what they were thinking and pointed out how it didn't make sense to suggest that the chief devil might be driving out lesser devils. He said, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined." We see the truth of that in places of conflict around the world every day at the moment, don't we? In the Middle East, Sudan, and other places in civil war. Ghastly. So Jesus asked, by whose power did the Pharisees drive them out? We don't know if he was being ironic, because they didn't actually drive out any demons, or if he was pointing out the absurdity of their claim. Why would the devil drive out his own demons? Well, to our ears, it's all rather odd, to say the least, and I don't intend to try and tackle demonology in a short 8 o'clock sermon. So I'm going to set the detail aside and think about the simple overriding point that these people misunderstood and questioned Jesus and his power over evil. There are many things that we too don't understand about Jesus and God and evil in the world today. Just watch the news. We see the suffering in so many parts of the world, including here at home. It sometimes seems the world is getting worse. Certainly, the accepted ways of acting internationally are all being challenged with enormous and far-reaching consequences. And we see horrendous suffering, and we don't understand it. We cry out with why, how, what's going on? Is God really in charge? Why doesn't he do something? And so on. But as we know, there are no easy answers to our questions or to our pain. But at the end of this somewhat puzzling passage, Jesus brings them and us back to something we can understand. He says, "Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." Hear and obey. That's simple enough to understand, at least. Even in our questionings, even in our lack of understanding, even in our pain, we're to keep on hearing and obeying, to keep on living out what we do know of God, of his love and grace, of how we should live. As our epistle reading from Ephesians says, "Be followers of God and walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself for us." And in that passage, Paul goes on to name some of the things we're to avoid, no, to shun, such as sexual immorality, impurity and greed, obscenity, foolish talk and coarse jesting. He says that instead we're to give thanks. We're to walk as children of light, in goodness, righteousness and truth. Walk as children of light. There are other New Testament passages that speak of us walking in light. One part of being in the light rather than darkness is to do with being known. It means we are willing to be known, seen in the light, for who we really are, warts and all. It doesn't mean we're perfect already, but that we're not hiding. We're no longer in the darkness of pretending, putting on airs, trying to be seen in a certain way, presenting an image of ourselves that isn't quite what's really in our hearts and minds. Walking in darkness tries to keep reality hidden from other people and from God. But of course, it doesn't work because we can't fool God. And our acceptance with him is based on his love, not our performance. I say again, our acceptance with God is based on his love, not our performance. So we can give up the pretense games we play, let down our defenses, and get real with God. We can come into the light. willing to be seen, willing to be known, willing to be loved. At Holy Communion, we are reminded of Christ's death on the cross for us, for our forgiveness, mercy, and grace. Let's take hold of that afresh this morning, coming into the light. Let us hear and obey. Obey. We might think we don't like the idea of obedience, but living in obedience to God's ways and following him wholeheartedly really is the way to an abundant, full, meaningful life, living in relationship with him as we were created to be. Knowing Jesus with us as our Saviour, friend, and King of our lives, it truly is the very best way to live. So, let's hear and obey. I'm going to suggest that now we have a minute or two's quiet to think, to pray, read these passages again maybe, to try and hear what we need to hear and obey today. What can I do today or this week to walk in the light, to live in goodness, righteousness, and truth? How can I love God and others well? Then I'll finish our quiet time with today's collect again. We beseech thee, Almighty God, look upon the hearty desires of thy humble servants and stretch forth that right hand of thy majesty to be our defence against all our enemies. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.